Hello there. Have you ever done something in a hurry that later turned out to be quite foolish? One morning, Jerry was in a hurry to get to school. He ran into the kitchen for his sack lunch, and he grabbed the brown bag on the sink and left. Later, Jerry's mother was busy in the kitchen. She planned to have roast chicken and dressing for supper. Out of the refrigerator, she took the chicken, then the celery, and then the onions.
Now for the dressing. Where are the bread crusts? I thought I put them here on the sink counter in a brown paper bag.
Then she noticed the brown sack in the refrigerator.
How did that bag of bread crusts get in there? Why, it's Jerry's lunch. Poor Jerry.
At noon, Jerry was very hungry when he sat down to eat lunch with his friends. Bill was eating a tuna sandwich, and Jimmy had taken a big bite out of his peanut butter and jelly. When Jerry reached into his lunch sack, he couldn't believe his eyes.
Nothing but old dried up crust of bread. This isn't my lunch.
What's the matter, Jerry?
Where did these old crust of bread come from? Jimmy, did you?
But Jimmy looked surprised himself, and Bill just shook his head sadly. Of course, Jerry's lunch was home all the time. At first he had wondered who had played such a trick on him. Only Jerry himself, though, was to blame. We can't blame our mistakes or wrongdoings on someone else. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of God's glory. There is none righteous, no, not one. Many people like Jerry are grabbing for anything they see. They're attracted to all sorts of things that don't bring lasting happiness, things that don't satisfy at all. They're grabbing for dried up old scraps when all the time Jesus offers them the bread of life. Only Jesus can satisfy our souls. And oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Once people have experienced salvation, they can see the difference. And Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. If you believe this, pray with me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying in my place for my sins. Forgive me for the many wrong things I have done. Come into my heart and rule in my life as my Savior and Lord. I thank you that I am now a child of God, and I thank you for your gift of everlasting life.